Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible to help you discover the life God planned for you, the life you were meant to live. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to partner with Daily Hope to share the Word of God with people around the world. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Remembering What Matters Most.
1 John 3:18 says, "We must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words." If you say you love, but you're not showing any time, you're just kidding yourself. What is the most desired gift of love? You say, diamonds. Ah, wrong answer. Roses? Nope. Chocolate? Fat chance. The most desired gift of love is focused attention. Focused attention. I want to see your eyes, your ears. I want to hear. I want you to give me your time. I want to talk. I want to listen. I want to commune. I want to fellowship. I want you. Focused attention. The greatest gift you can give anybody is your time. Why? It's the most precious and the most desired gift because your time is your life. Time is your most precious commodity. You only have a certain amount of it. God's already decided the number of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks you are going to live. You're not going to get any more of it. You can always get more money, but you cannot get more time. Every time you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you will never get back. And that's why the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. Because you can't get it back. Your time is your life. Now, Jesus taught that the essence of relationship is not what we do for each other. And the essence of relationship is not what we give each other, the presents we buy and give. You can do that without having a relationship. But the essence of a relationship is how much we give of ourselves to each other. That's what a relationship is all about, giving yourself. The greatest gift you can give someone is the gift of self. Now, guys, as men, we just don't get this so much of the time. I can't tell you how many guys have said to me, "I don't understand it. I provide for my family. They have everything they need. What more could they want?" They want you. They want you. Your eyes, your ears, your time, your attention, your presence, your focus. They want you. And nothing can take the place of time. Nothing. Not clothes, not candy, not vacations, not big house, not money. Nothing can take the place of your time. The greatest, the best use of life is love. And the greatest or best expression of love is time. And nothing can compensate for it. How many times have you heard me say, we spend all our time working ourselves to death, trying to get money to buy things for our kids, and kids don't need things. Kids need parents who spend time with them. And I want to say to you young couples, if you're not going to raise them, don't have them. Did you know that this last year, 40% of the children of divorced parents went an entire year without seeing their dads? Nothing can take the place of time. All the money in the world can't replace your time with your wife, your husband, your kids, with those you love. Whenever you give your time, You're making a sacrifice. You're making a sacrifice of your life because your time is your life. But that's what love is all about. It's about sacrifice. Sacrifice is the essence of love. Look at the next verse. Ephesians 5:2. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice. Circle that. As a sacrifice to take away your sins. I want you to write this sentence down on your outline. If it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. Oh, you may call it that, but it's not. If it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. You can give without loving, but you cannot love, legitimately love, without giving. And love is the essence of sacrifice. Love means giving up. Giving up my ambitions. Giving up my preferences. Giving up my likes. Giving up my particular thing that I think's fun. Giving up my energy. Giving up my time for the benefit of somebody else. That's what love is. Giving up my time and my preferences for the benefit of someone else. It's a sacrifice. Now, many of you are in time-starved relationships. Oh, you live in the same home, but you're passing each other by day and by night like ships with a goodbye kiss here and there, and your relationship is shriveling, it's shrinking, it's drying up for lack of attention. A lot of things can rob a relationship. Work can rob a relationship. Activity can rob a relationship. Too much church involvement or ministry can rob a relationship. Hobbies, fun things that you like to do on your own can rob a relationship. TV can rob a relationship. Computers can rob a relationship. Somebody says, how can I have more time for those I love? I'll give you a suggestion. Turn off the TV and unplug the computer. I'm not saying get rid of them. I'm just saying limit them. The average American now watches TV and or works or plays on the computer an average of 5 to 6 hours a day. That's over 30 hours a week. That's 1,560 hours a year. Now let me put that in perspective. 1,560 hours a year is the equivalent of spending 97 days straight at 16 hours a day watching TV or playing or working on the computer. That's bound to hurt a relationship. It is ironic to me in this culture that people will sit and watch a program on TV called Friends instead of Making Friends. They will watch Party of Five instead of having a party for five. They will watch a show called Talk to Me instead of talking to those that they love the most. They will watch night after night, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, when the Bible says, no matter what I say or believe or do, I'm bankrupt without love. If you want to revitalize the dying relationship, a dying marriage, a dying friendship, it's going to start with you investing some more time. Now, here's your homework for this week. I want you to spend 15 minutes every day with each person in your family and talk with them. Look them in the eyes. Listen to them. Focus on them. Empathize with them. Seek to understand them. Maybe you need to apologize to them. Each one, 15 minutes a day. Why? Because the best use of life is love. And the best expression of life is time. That's how you express love. Principle number 3. The best time to love is now. Now. not next week, not later, not when things settle down, not when we reach a certain standard of living. Who are you kidding? It's now. Look at what the Bible says. Galatians 6:10. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. Ephesians 5. Use every chance you have for doing good. Proverbs 3:27. Whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Never tell your neighbor to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. Now, folks, if it's good for neighbors, it certainly applies to families too. There are some activities in your life in which procrastination is a legitimate response because some things just aren't that important and you ought to put them off. But since love is the most important thing in life, it is the top priority in life, anytime you choose something else over a loving relation, you've just made a stupid decision. You've acted like a fool because you've missed the point of life. Anytime you choose anything over a loving relationship, you have made the wrong answer. You've made the wrong choice.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why Pastor Rick created a Bible study called Re-Energize Your Life. In it, you'll discover how to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. This high-quality, soft-touch vegan leather book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing, colorful pages are packed full of key scriptures and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience Bible study from Pastor Rick Warren. Now is the perfect time to partner with Pastor Rick and give a gift to help share the love of Jesus with people everywhere. Because today, your gift will be doubled by a special $10,000 matching grant. But you'll need to act quickly because we only have a few days to meet the match, and any amount not matched will be lost. So give your gift today and double your impact. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 to have your gift matched up to $10,000. We'll say thanks by sending you Pastor Rick's book called Re-Energize Your Life. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Anytime you choose something else over a loving relation, you've just made a stupid decision. You've acted like a fool because you've missed the point of life. Anytime you choose anything over a loving relationship, you have made the wrong answer. You've made the wrong choice. Why? Why is now the best time to express love? Because you don't know how long you're going to get the opportunity to do it. Circumstances change. People die. Children grow up and leave the home. You're not guaranteed of tomorrow. If you're going to express love, you better do it now. Charles Colson and George McGovern are at opposite extremes in the political spectrum. In fact, in the 72 presidential campaign of McGovern versus Nixon, they worked on opposite sides. But they both ended up with the same regret. Chuck Colson wrote, "As I think back out on my life, my biggest regret is not spending more time with the kids. Making family your top priority means going against a culture where materialism and workaholism are rampant. It means realizing that you may not advance as fast in your career as some do. It means being willing to accept a lower standard of living, knowing that you're doing the right thing for your children, giving them the emotional security that they will draw on for the rest of their lives. Are you willing to make that financial sacrifice? Or are things more important than people? George McGovern, one-time presidential candidate, wrote a book about his daughter, Terry, who died of alcoholism. 1994, she was found frozen to death in a snowbank where she'd fallen in a drunken stupor. And after his daughter died, McGovern pored over Terry's diaries and talked to all of her friends, trying to figure out what she was thinking. And he discovered that he was not as good a father as he thought he'd been. While he was spending 18-hour days fighting for political causes, his daughter Terry was at home writing in her diary that she missed her daddy. But he probably didn't miss her because he probably didn't care about her. McGovern wrote in his advice to parents, show more love to your kids by spending more time with them, especially during the adolescent years. No matter what it costs your career, no matter what it costs. That way, he said, neither of you will have regrets. And he writes this, I give everything I have, and I mean everything, for one more afternoon with Terry, just to tell her how much I loved her, and to have one of those happy times that we used to have all too infrequently. Now, friends, I mean, this is family here today. The question is not if we're ever going to regret this frantic, paced, overloaded, stressed-to-the-limit lifestyle that everybody in this room is living. It's not if you're going to regret it. The only question is when. When it's too late, after the family's fallen apart? If you have kids, the time to love them is now. A few years ago, Cherry Boone, one of Pat Boone's daughters, wrote a book about her struggle with anorexia called Starving for Attention. Who do you know like that? Who do you know is starving for attention? The answer is everybody. Everybody is starving for attention. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to change? Or are you going to stand before God one day and explain why things were more important than people? What excuse are you going to give for not putting first things first in your life? Who do you need to start spending more time with? What do you need to cut out of your schedule? What financial sacrifice do you need to make for things that really count? The best use of life is love. The best expression of love is time. The best time to love is now. Let's bow our heads. Father, it is so easy to get distracted from what's most important in life. Knowing and loving you, and knowing and loving those around us. Forgive us for being task-driven instead of love-driven. Forgive us for valuing things and accomplishment and the praise of others more than people. Now you pray. As I pray this, you say, yes, Lord, me too. Father, thank you for this wake-up call today. I know what matters most, even when my schedule doesn't show it. But I thank you for the reminder today. I know that the people who love me are a gift from you. Please forgive me for taking them for granted. Please forgive me for allowing other things to crowd out my relationship to you and to others. I want to change. I want to slow down. I want to make time for loving relationships. I know that this means making some personal sacrifices, probably financial. But Jesus, you modeled real love when you sacrificed yourself for me. Thank you. I want to be like you. And I want to make love the primary aim of my life for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $10,000 matching grant. That means whatever amount you give to help share the hope of Jesus worldwide will be matched up to $10,000. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Act now, as we only have till this Friday at midnight to meet this match. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 to have your gift matched up to $10,000. We'll say thanks by sending you Pastor Rick's book called Re-Energize Your Life. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.